This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It is time now for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. He's ready for your love questions, right? Joyce in East Orange says, I was working as a waitress until a month ago. I got fired because I went out with a customer and his wife had me fired. I waited on him regularly, but I didn't know he was married. I'm hurt, but I understand. Should I apologize to his wife?
Well, I wouldn't. I pretty much stay away from that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Don't ever. Don't walk through the door with bullets coming out of it. I don't recommend
good advice.
That. I don't recommend that. You can find out her email or send her a letter and say, I'll give you my word, I did not know. You can say that, but no more. You can't say nothing to her face. You didn't know.
Let
you
that
didn't
go.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, moving on to Pooch. Moving on to Pooch in Tampa. Pooch says, my husband and I got married in February, but he hasn't moved in with me because I won't add his name to my deed. I know it sounds crazy, but I don't know him like that. Am I crazy for thinking this way, or do I have the right to be cautious?
A little late.
Yeah.
A little late. Wait a minute. You think putting his name on the deed and him not moving in is a bigger move than y'all got married?
Married, right.
Till death?
I'm confused. Wait a minute, man. I don't know him like that. That statement right there.
That is crazy.
Really? Why are you married? I don't know him like that. You got married. Mm-hmm. I'm confused about this.
Yeah.
You done put the cart all in front of the horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the horse don't want to act right, and you wonder why the cart ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Man, lady, all this is bad. I can't help you. I can't help
so
you.
So don't put his name on the lease, on the deed.
Look, y'all, why don't y'all get this thing annulled before it go too much further? Why don't y'all
start over?
They
need to do
you
over.
Don't know him like that. He want his name on the title. He ain't moving in. It's been February. It's April. It's 2 months. Get this thing annulled. What y'all doing?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got no business together. I don't know him like that. What?
But you married him.
Girl.
That's crazy.
He went to the alt. You went to the altar.
Man,
this is about a
sure
team.
Come on,
Shirley.
Moving on to Lexanne in Racine. Lexanne says, I've been dating a great guy for 3 months, and I don't want to invite him to my house for Easter because he has 2 teeth missing on one side. He is getting dental implants in May, so I will let him meet my friends after that. How should I tell him this?
Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. Like, okay, her name, Lexanne. His name probably Roberson. So you talk to him. Roberson, we need to talk a little bit. Listen, baby.
Roberson.
Easter is coming. Now, you gonna get your teeth fixed in May. Mm-hmm. I don't. First impressions is lasting impressions. Now, I don't know how I done sat through all this whistling and stuff, but you got these...
and spitting.
You know, you can't bite into an apple without looking like a jack-o'-lantern. And so I don't need to what I'm hear from my friends and family. So I don't want you to meet them until after you get the repairs done inside your head. Mm-hmm. And why is it that we waiting on May? Because Clear Smile says you can come in there and walk out with teeth.
Yeah.
That
but
day.
What is it with that side tooth, though? A lot of people have that side tooth.
See, that side tooth, that one right there. Because see, the reason you can play off that side tooth is because when you straight on and you do a quarter smile, you can hide it. What happens is you get down at the sports bar and you bust out laughing. Now, people on the side of you can look clean through your head to the other side of the room.
The other person on the other side.
Because it's missing on both sides. Both your fang teeth is gone.
Yeah. And he's got 2 missing. Oh.
2. And I'm telling you, they're on each side. He missed it. The fang teeth is gone. Man. So when you laugh real hard, people can see to the other side of the room.
That's crazy. So it's a good thing that she's waiting for him to meet her friends until he gets implants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because ain't gonna work. Easter ain't that big a deal. Just go to church separately. You know, he can't come to the dinner. You know, none of that.
He can't eat that boiled egg over there like that.
He can't.
The ham. He's a great guy.
I know, you know, but he biting into his turkey leg, but it don't quite tear. Because you need them side teeth. You know, okay. You just...
When can he come? He can't come for Easter, Memorial Day.
You got to wait till... 4th of July.
At least.
So he can make sure the implants in. Because when eating them real, you ain't going to be able to hide them corner teeth because you got to show all your teeth to bite down on them ribs with your front teeth. You got to get your lips all the way out the way to bite down on the rib on with them front teeth. You got to move your lips. And once you move your lips, they clearly can see.
Yeah, so
this has been dental nigga.
This is crazy.
So we really talking about 4th of July before they meet him. And then he got to practice with him because he going to cry a lot when he first get them corner teeth put in because he ain't had them in a while. And he going to be biting down on his tongue a bunch of times.
So Labor Day, you moved it back.
I'm moving it
Halloween
back.
Probably.
All right, we're moving on to Sabrina in Portland. Sabrina says, my husband bought me a Tesla for my birthday, and I work from home, so he started driving it to work a few days a week. When I drive it, it doesn't feel new and special anymore. How do I tell him that he needs to drive his own car?
That you tell him just like you told us. It's women doing this all over the country.
What?
I jumped in one of Marjorie's cars one time. She told me, Steve, if you're going to smoke cigar, you can't, You can't smoke cigar in my car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm banned from her cars if I smoke a cigar.
So see? Sabrina?
Oh, I
Because a cigar will make your car not smell brand new. I can tell you that for a fact.
Ooh.
Yeah. All the new car gone with that.
New car smell.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
And
Sabrina.
I bought the car. And can't drive the car. So now I don't feel sorry for you, Hook. Tell it.
All right, thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.